It's time to go beyond the scores.
Tell me a little bit about how your week went here at the Deutsche Bank Championship.
And hear from the players themselves.
You know, this is a game of confidence.
Well, the first season was really tough.
I can't believe the quality of the play that's going on over there.
It's PGA One-on-One on Goldie Bounce Golf. Here's Liza Churchill.
I'd like to welcome 2011 Greenbrier Classic champ, PGA Tour rookie Scott Stallins, calling in from the WGC Bridgestone Invitational in Akron, Ohio. Congratulations on your first PGA Tour victory, Scott.
I appreciate that very much. Thanks for having me.
After your win, you said it was a dream come true.
Definitely. That's an understatement.
You actually attributed your back nine comeback in part to your caddy's support and faith in you. Can you tell me about that?
Oh, there's no question. My caddy's been incredible to me as far as helping me stay positive, stay goal-oriented, stay focused as far as everything that goes along with playing on the PGA Tour the day in, day out. And I don't know, he's gone from good to great to incredible over the past year and a half. And it's definitely gone a long way to help me get to where I am, and you know, hopefully we'll just continue to get better and better.
Now, you said that you've had a lot of support from your fellow PGA Tour rookies as well, like Keegan Bradley and Jonathan Vegas and recently Gary Woodland. Does that help to spur you on to win yourself?
Oh, there's no doubt. You know, Keegan's a good friend, a fellow New England guy, a fellow Red Sox fan. And so, you know, we chatted a lot and had an opportunity to speak with him quite a bit. And I actually played with Gary on Saturday and able to talk with him and try to learn with him as much as possible as far as the different things that they went through and the things that they learned. And that definitely, I felt like I was better prepared. And I was out there through the course of the round and definitely learned how to deal with a lot of things that come after winning as well. But, you know, that was motivating. They're really good friends, and, you know, I was happy to see them win, and they were definitely happy to see me win, and definitely looking forward to being a part of a great tournament this week in Firestone and definitely having the opportunity to play on Thursday.
PGA Tour pro Kenny Perry has been a huge mentor to you out on tour as well. Tell me about his influence on you.
As I said before, like to have the opportunity to have a guy like Kenny Perry to kind of have be, not necessarily at your beck and call, but to be there for support, anything you need. And he's been there in every and all situation all throughout the year. And he was there. I actually had dinner with him Saturday night before the tournament, and I went to the Keith Urban Miranda Lambert concert with him and his wife Sandy, and they've been a huge blessing for us. And just kind of being there, especially at the beginning of the year when I wasn't playing well, he was always positive, always encouraging. And you know, as I continued to play better and better, he was always there just trying to make sure I was motivated, trying to get better every single day. And I actually had a chance to speak with him. I texted him quite often, but then I had the opportunity to speak with him yesterday, and I felt like he was more excited than I was. So to have a guy with definitely the Hall of Fame career that he's had, and you know, to do all the great things that he's done, especially for the game and on and off the course, and the character that he shares with the individual is something that I'm very thankful to have, and you know, definitely thankful to call him a friend.
That's so wonderful to hear. With your win, you secured a spot in the FedEx Cup playoff events. You're now 26 on the FedEx Cup standings, so you'll be in Boston over Labor Day weekend for the Deutsche Bank Championship.
Yes, and actually, that's my wife and I's anniversary, and we've been married for 4 years, my wife Jennifer, and she actually kind of ruined my anniversary gift when she told me, because she thought when I knew that I was playing Boston for sure, she thought I was going to go nuts because the Yankees are in town that week, and obviously I'm a diehard Red Sox fan, born in Worcester, Massachusetts, my family's all throughout New England. But to be up there and have the opportunity to be at a Yankees-Red Sox game, she actually bought me tickets to the Wednesday after, I think it's the Wednesday afternoon game or Wednesday evening game, right behind the dugout. So hopefully that won't be the only game that I'll be able to see, but I can't wait to get up there. I love Boston. I love New England. I love the Red Sox, and hopefully have the opportunity to get to meet some of the guys and be there and support them.
You'll definitely be able to get in and get a tour of Fenway and all that. What do you think of Chad Ochocinco?
I don't know. I was kind of surprised, to be honest. But obviously, Bill Belichick has a plan, and you know, obviously, I'm never going to question anything that he does because he's the mastermind behind it. But I definitely look forward to seeing him. I mean, he's definitely a spark to the team, and hopefully, he can help them have an opportunity to win the Super Bowl.
He's really funny on Twitter too. He was tweeting about driving his Prius down Route 93 in Boston. I kept imagining him. He must be tall or something in that small car.
Absolutely.
You're also a Titleist staff member. You're going to hit their facility in Fairhaven when you're here for the Deutsche Bank?
I'm sure I'll go over there and see the guys and say thank you for all the great things that they do to help me. I have a great relationship with them, and they've been incredible. They've helped me since college, and I can't say enough about how good their equipment is and how incredible they've been to help me become the player that I am today. I'm thankful for the opportunity to have the relationship with them, and hopefully I'll continue to get better and better, and I'm just very, very thankful to have them as equipment sponsor.
One last question for you. A 7-time Bridgestone champ, Tiger Woods, is playing this week after an 11-week hiatus. Do you think he'll have a huge impact on this week's field?
I'm not sure. In the field in general, I think everyone's kind of go about, you know, what they do. But just the tournament in general, I think it's going to have a huge impact. Golf, in my opinion, golf is better when Tiger's back. And obviously, I'm in the media center now, and the buzz that goes around is incredible when he's around. And I'm a huge fan of golf. You know, I was a huge fan of Tiger growing up, and he was the guy that made golf cool when I was growing up. It's an honor to be a part of a tournament that he's been a part of and been a champion at 7 times now, and definitely look forward to the opportunity to play against him on Thursday. And the buzz around the tournament is incredible with him being back out here.
It's great to hear. Best of luck out there this week, Scott, and we'll see you in Boston for the Deutsche Bank Championship.
Thank you. Go Red Sox.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf Live on 95.9 WATD.